It was early in the morning, the Monday after Thanksgiving weekend. The woman on the telephone sounded frantic. "Figure this out," she said, "if you can. Here we are in the car, the whole family. We drove 400 miles from Pittsburgh to New York." In the back of the car, Richard behaved like an angel, quiet and deep in thought. I said to myself, "He deserves some praise." We were just entering the Lincoln Tunnel when I turned to him and said, "You're such a good boy, Richard. You behaved so well. I'm proud of you." A minute later, the sky fell on us. Richard pulled out the ashtray and spilled its contents all over us. The ashes, the cigarette butts, and the smoke kept coming. We were in the tunnel, in heavy traffic, and we were choking. I could have killed him. If it were not for the other cars around us, I would have murdered him on the spot. And what burned me up most was that I had just praised him so sincerely. Isn't praise good for children anymore? Weeks later, Richard himself revealed the cause of his violent behavior. All the way home, he had been wondering how he could get rid of his younger brother, who was snuggled up between mother and father in the front of the car. Finally, the idea occurred to him that if their car were cut in the middle, he and his parents would be safe, but the baby would be cut in two. Just then, mother had congratulated him on his goodness. The praise made him feel guilty, and he wanted desperately to show that he did not deserve it. He looked around, saw the ashtray, and the rest had followed instantly.